Now, a first appearance of the season, or since March, actually, for Rafael, who's had a lot of injuries. You noticed he had quite an important impact in that first 45 minutes.
Yeah, he did. Massive importance. What was happening was that basically he was holding the width. He was playing very, very wide. Herrera was going inside, which created space for Rafael. You know, time and time again, if you look at every time Rafael's got the ball, you know, he's looking to get down the side of the pitch. Herrera, again, he's played it inside to Herrera. You know, and it was very, very, very good from him. Now, the winger didn't know whether to stick or twist from him. Look at this one. A typical winger doesn't want to track his run. He gets in behind, and Højlund just doesn't know what to do for a winger. You don't want that to be happening. Now, this is another one, another prime example. Højlund is the first one out to him. You know, he gets in here again. It's Mata. Herrera is nowhere to be seen. Herrera is playing nice and narrow. Now, what I'd like to show you is, this is basically what happened. Right, Rafael is pushing up the pitch. Right, you've got Herrera, who's there playing inside. Clint Hill is having to overcover, basically, because what you've got Rooney, you've got Van Persie, and you've got Juan Mata. You've got Di Maria, who's playing wide anyway. So all these are getting dragged over. So Højlund's got a decision to make. Do I go inside with Herrera, or do I go with Rafael? Time and time again, he decided to go with Rafael. The times he didn't, though, worked perfectly for Rafael. So the big switch was on time and time again. And Rafael gave so much width for Manchester United yesterday, and he was exceptional. And the way them two linked up was great.
Well, Herrera's very narrowness, if you like, allowed Rafael to get into that space.
And not just that, it gives Højlund something to think about. What do I do? Do I go inside with Herrera, or do I leave my fullback out to dry? You know, so he made a decision. Yes, a couple of times he went with him. So QPR ended up playing near enough for six at the back. He was then able to get on the ball. He was then able to get on the ball and start dictating things around here.
Were you impressed with Rafael? I mean, we haven't seen him since March. He's been out a long time.
I was very impressed with him. And this system will work perfectly for him. In a 4-4-2 of a dime, whatever you want to call it, you need width from your fullbacks. Both fullbacks gave great width. And I think on the other side, what we saw from Rocco was something a little bit different. You know, and if you just roll it now and you'll see. You know, you see him going forward here at times, and he's gone for that second ball. What I was very, very impressed with Di Maria and the way the fullbacks and the wide players linked up was outstanding. If you look here, right, Rocco starts the ball. Di Maria, this is very, very different. Di Maria was the man that gave the width in midfield. Mm. There was no doubt about it. So if we can go back to the video clip now and you see Rocco where he picks this ball up, right. He picks the ball up there, right? If we just watch it now, if we forward the video, he gets the ball and he's running with the ball. Look where Di Maria is. Di Maria, if you pause it now, look where Di Maria is. Di Maria is out on the left-hand side, not really getting involved at the moment. What he's doing, though, he's giving the right fullback for QPR. He's giving a decision to make. What do I do? Do I go with Di Maria, or do I stay nice and narrow and help my centre-back out? Watch what the fullback does now and watch what it creates for Rocco. If we play the ball, watch Rooney, watch Rocco's run. He keeps running. The fullback now is in no man's land because he's been too bothered about Di Maria. Fantastic ball in from Rocco. Has to be left for Herrera there. Did Van Persie get a shout from Herrera? Only Van Persie knows. But what I can do, if we go to the tactics board slowly, right, and we show this is how it all started, right? So basically what you've got Van Persie and Rooney. Matter. It's all about movement there. So you've got Di Maria. He decides that he's going to stay really wide there. Van Persie, then, he goes there. So what happens is now, there's a huge gap. This time it's Phillips. Rocco plays the ball, keeps his movement going. Wingers, as they do, switch off.
Yes.
He keeps running. Look at the space that's been created by the centre-back and the full-back being absolutely, absolutely, completely taken apart, which is not what you want. So therefore, Rocco then has the freedom to get to the byline, puts a great ball into the box, and basically, like you say, the communication between Van Persie and Herrera has to be better. But that's just a difference from the two fullbacks, and that is created because Di Maria likes to play wide at times, Herrera likes to come inside. Therefore, Rafael gives the width, Rocco comes through the middle, and it was excellent yesterday.